KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Brittany. Sparks.
The balls on that guy must have been amazing.
Greg.
Fat, hairy, balding comic.
It's BS in the morning.
Hey.
Yo. Hello.
Hello.
Why are you over there giggling to yourself, Sparkles?
No reason. No. Let me just say
something else. Break.
No, nothing's broken. No, it's fine. It's all good. How are you, Brittany? How's everything?
I'm just dandy.
All right, good. We got Brittany here. We got Greg over here. Hi, Greg.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Everything all right over there, man?
Dandy as hell, brah.
All right, everyone gonna use the word dandy? Hey, Lost Boy, how you been there? Huh?
Long time no see.
I know.
Yeah.
How you doing? How's everything in life?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dandy?
Hey, so check this out. I went to that Alice Cooper show on Friday.
Wait, save it.
Save it. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, he gets a tweak in now?
Well, all right, fine. Say it right
say
now.
Say it.
All right, so I'm at that show on Friday night.
Yeah.
And I hope they're listening, because every time we'd go to a concession stand at the show, somebody would yell Lost Boy off in the distance. And I
really?
Couldn't figure out who it was. Yeah, the whole night.
It's great.
It was really weird.
Is it a hot girl?
Famous over here?
No, it was a dude. That's what scared me. I was like, hey, yo, just come say hi.
Just come say hi.
Yeah.
You're like,
you're gonna have to stand across the venue and be like, Lost Boy.
KOMP. What do you got? You got pre-signed business cards? Is that what you got?
No, not even.
Mm-hmm. It's like Roxanne. He has a guy come forward and he's in the bush. He's like, "Look, tell Lost Boy I said this," and then the guy says it.
Yeah.
All right, you're getting a little notoriety here in this town.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Right, violets are blue, cool. Roses are red. Hey, it's Lost Boy. He looks like he's dead.
I feel like there could be a bunch of people that look like the Lost Boys at an Alice Cooper show.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
Vince Neil was there, too. We hung out with him for a little bit.
Yeah, Alice Cooper's like a lost dad. Yeah.
Vince Neil, what was he up to?
Drinking.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah. That's weird.
The huge.
That's weird.
All right, let's get to the Solaire news here.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Solaire news.
Dude. So, did you guys see this guy that stole the plane and was flying it around?
Yes, I listened to the audio.
I mean, I feel bad because he obviously had like a mental breakdown or something. But check this out. I was reading from all these like aviator people or, you know, guys who are pilots and people that study this stuff. They're saying the fact that this guy did a barrel roll, in a commuter jet was like amazing. Like they're like
with no training.
Yeah, you know, like most pilots couldn't do that. And this guy does a barrel roll.
He said, "Quote, played a lot of video games.
Yeah,
figured it out.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
And that is pretty amazing.
And they, you know, people assume the guy was only up for a few minutes and then crashed. He's flying around for an hour.
Did you listen?
Yeah.
To him.
To some of it. Yeah.
He sounded so calm.
Yeah, he's like talking about how he makes minimum wage and he doesn't care anymore.
He's like,
it's like everyone's dream if you didn't actually have to do it in real life, you know?
And
what I mean?
Die.
Like, yeah.
He was like, hope this doesn't ruin your day.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff, man. I guess he worked at the airport.
Yeah, I think he was. He worked on the tarmac or something.
He's a mechanic.
Yeah.
So, there you go, man.
Wow.
R.I.P. Really Richard Russell, 29 years old.
I got to listen to the audio. We should bring it up here on the show again.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Made me cry. I felt so bad for him.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. So.
Keep going. I'm going to turn on the heat.
I don't know why they
turn on the heat.
Yeah, why are we turning on the heat in the summer of Las Vegas?
Something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's hot in here, man.
Brazilian surfer Rodrigo Coxa, which I'm assuming is how you pronounce it. Did you guys see this video that went viral? If you haven't seen this yet, okay, I guess he did it last year at Nazaire Beach in Portugal.
Dude did a barrel roll.
And then for an hour. No. He, 80-foot wave.
No way.
Guinness Book of World Records, the video. He did it like last year, but he just got recognized in the Guinness Book of World Records now.
Okay, that guy, same guy.
Yeah, the video went viral over the weekend. Dude, you got to watch that. It's worth watching the video. It's one of those things where I'm like, dude, what am I doing? It's like the coolest, one of the coolest things I've ever seen a human do.
I think it's the dumbest. If he wouldn't have made that, he would have died.
Yeah, well, same thing with anybody that flies a plane or drives a car.
He crashed before, and it was like his redemption wave. You know what I mean? Because he tried riding a giant wave, and he broke some bones and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sugar Ray versus Duran the second time.
Yeah, right. He may have went to a coma. I can't remember. But he survived. It's an amazing story.
Dude, and then he's like one little pixel in the video, and he's like sliding down this way. It's so cool, dude.
It's like it's literally the front of a building.
I thought it was a movie.
I thought it was a tsunami.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. So if a tsunami happens, you want to hang out with that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Tsunami proof.
Yeah. Well, somebody who wasn't hippo proof, a lady was attacked in Kenya over the weekend.
Hippo proof.
By a hippo?
Yeah. She was killed. Her name was Cheng Ming Chung. And she was taking pictures of a hippo and then it ate her. Now she's dead.
Damn.
It ate her? It didn't just crush her.
That was a quick story arc.
Hippo.
Just swallowed her?
Yeah. Yeah. Victim was a Chinese tourist. Taiwan's foreign ministry has since confirmed that the two tourists involved in the attack were from a self-governed island. So I guess her friend got eaten, too. So there you go. Everybody's getting eaten.
Jesus Christ.
Was she, like, trying to take a selfie with the hippo?
I don't know, man. Those hippos are... You don't want to mess with a hippo,
Chinese tourist? Selfie stick. No problem. Far away. Don't have anything to worry about.
This was surprising to me, though. Hippos kill about 500 people a year in Africa. It's a lot.
I heard that
more
they're
than lions, probably.
Yeah, I heard they're like one of the most aggressive animals.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't you stay away from them if you could?
Yeah, because they're terrifying.
I know.
And they're giant.
But why would you go around them?
Because they're in a
zoo?
To avoid them.
I don't know.
Much like a lion or
I don't know.
Was it an animal park or was it a zoo?
It says here that they were eaten.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate it.
It couldn't have been a zoo because they would have been in an enclosure.
I think it was like one of those preserves, you know? We walk around, you're like, oh, let's get eaten by this or whatever.
Yeah, not a fan of preservatives.
Yeah.
We got a big show today. It's going to be a good one, right? We got the Tweekend. We're going to be coming up. We already heard Lost Boy. He's getting famous over here at hanging out with Vince Neil and partying up with Alice Cooper and getting recognized.
That's the hilarious for today.
Thanks, Greg. Hey, you know what I really hope is you were sitting next to Vince Neil when someone's like, Lost Boy, and they don't say hi to Vince Neil anymore.
Right. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. Drunk Line, we're going to be doing that as well. At 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, it should be a great show. Make sure you listen for it. We are off a couple days, so we're back now, if you couldn't tell. Everything all right? Everything good? I am like sweating. I'm just like, it's really hot in here.
Yeah, you're really overreacting, dude.
Yeah, it's...
Am I the only one who's like...
It's warm, but you're acting like...
Oh,
I mean,
man, I'm uncomfortable.
Like a weirdo.
I'm uncomfortable.
Like we're on the Nile River or something.
What are we giving away here, Brittany?
Oh, we've got a bunch of stuff.
Really descriptive. Appreciate the details.
I'm about to describe them.
Okay.
We've got two VIP lanyards to Hailstorm on Fremont Street, August 25th. We've got tickets for Psycho Las Vegas at The Joint on Saturday, August 18th. And we've got a 4-pack to Rockfest at Palace Station on September 1st.
Cool. Sounds good.
Lots of rock.
Get a hold of us, 876-3692. You'll talk to Lost Boy before you talk to us. And, of course, you can always text in BS and your message, 69187, starting off.
It's my new line.
What?
You ever gotten eaten by a hippo?
Do you want to?
Hey!
I'm glad we're back.
I learned a lot.
Of Wolf and Man, Metallica. It's comp.
It's Tweekend time. Here's your 140 or less.
All right. Brittany, usually it's ladies first. You've asked to go last. We'll start with you, Greg. What's up? What's happening over the weekend here?
Well, I went to Chicago with you losers and, you know, drank a whole lot. I wasn't really planning on doing.
I did see you. I don't even know what night that was. I don't remember. But you were hammered, man.
Hey, look.
You were...
People handed me free stuff.
Rightfully drunk.
I wasn't the only one there that was hammered. I mean, there was people handing me drinks all over the place, but...
Yeah.
I don't think I bought a single one. I mean, maybe I bought like two.
I can confirm that statement.
Yeah. That Greg was drunk?
That people were just handing free drinks out.
Oh.
Which led to intoxication.
Got it.
But yeah, it was fun. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Did you do anything? Because you had an early flight, man.
I did. I had an early flight back. So, yeah, I don't know. I forget what night. But the last night I was there was the night that I, of course, got really intoxicated. I don't know if I did it. I mean, you know, who knows?
Maybe.
Maybe I was sober. Maybe I wasn't. You never know. So then I had to get up to go to the airplane at like 4.
It's called protecting yourself legally. That's what he just did.
All I remember doing is closing my eyes and then waking up and like literally just drooling on a fire hydrant in front of the hotel waiting for an Uber. And then they came and picked me up. And then they took me. I got to go through the south side of Chicago.
Yes.
Saw some entry. It looks like tanks literally like going through. It looked like, you know, they say Chirac or whatever.
Yeah.
These neighborhoods really look like Iraq in the southern part of.
You know, it's funny. I went through the south side of Chicago as well to Midway Airport. Yeah. And there's all these news stories about 60 people shot in one weekend. That was the neighborhood where it happened. Mm-hmm.
It looked like Fallujah.
Yeah. And as I was driving through it, I was like, wow, south side of Chicago looks like Cleveland. That's funny. I was like, oh, it kind of reminds me of my homeland.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
What is this?
Greg saw Iraq. You saw Cleveland.
It's true. I was like, it's more industrial down here.
Peas and carrots.
So I flew home. And then I just slept for like 2 days over the weekends, pretty much all I did. For the last 2 days, like, you know, the actual weekend.
Yeah.
And somebody was supposed to come to my house and clean up poop in my yard, but they didn't show up. So I stared at it.
Let it bake in the sun.
Let it bake in the sun a little bit. And it looks like I had a horse rally or whatever, a rodeo in my backyard now.
Should call rodeos horse rallies. Yeah. You going down to the horse rally? Oh, man. I don't know.
Yeah. My dad stayed at my house with my dog. And
yeah. How was that? Were you a little paranoid about your dad staying at your house?
Not really.
No?
No. Yeah. I mean,
he hid everything already.
Yeah. There was nothing in there for him to see.
There you are. Got it. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate
That's pretty much it, man. Not very exciting. I guess it could have been more exciting.
Well, I stayed a couple extra days there in Chicago as you guys took off because I went to the Indians playing the Chicago White Sox. Everyone bashes the name of Guaranteed Rate Field, but it has like a down arrow in the word rate. So it's like Guaranteed Low Rate Field. Like, that's the worst name for a ballpark in America. Mm-hmm.
Who's paying for it?
Guaranteed, yes.
That's Chicago's?
Yes.
Wow.
It used to be U.S. Cellular.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, now it's called Guaranteed Rate Field.
Do they still have that guy, like, put him in the books, yeah, whatever. I hate that guy.
Who's that guy?
Worst announcer of all time.
Yeah, by the way, Hawk?
Yeah.
What's his name? Oh, man, I know his nickname is The Hawk, which, by the way, he used to play for the Cleveland Indians way back in the day. And listen how he got his nickname. He got his nickname The Hawk. Because his nose is so big, it like points down like a beak. So they called him the Hawk. And like, you couldn't get away with that nowadays. So everyone's like, hey, dude,
yeah,
you have a giant, ugly nose. We're going to call you the Hawk, and that's going to be your name for the rest of your life.
Instead, they just call you Kakarl.
Sparks has a small beak.
I do not have a small
beak. He really doesn't.
He wouldn't be like
it's
a
only
Hawk.
Fun because I know that he doesn't like it, but he really doesn't.
Also, went to the Indians game at Guaranteed Rate Field. Great ballpark.
Was it?
A great ballpark.
Who won the
game?
I've
never been there. The Indians crushed them, dude.
Did
they
were really?
4 runs in the first inning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But it was a great game.
Did your son eat a hot dog?
No.
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 Was he too little or you just didn't want to give him a hot dog?
Dude, this is the worst part about it. We went Sunday. We were supposed to go Saturday.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, if we go Sunday, tickets are only $5.60.
Wow.
I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
We're going Sunday. So we went Sunday before we flew out because it was like an early day game. And it was yesterday. Oh, my God. It was yesterday. I had to cut my son's nap short in order to get to the game.
Right?
So he fell asleep on the way there. So we cut the nap short. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Worst decision ever. My kid, it was the closest I've ever seen to my child being on meth. Just wired. Just like, you know, whippy, you know? And
wow.
Then we went on the flight. meltdown after meltdown after meltdown. He threw a crayon at the lady in the aisle next to me.
Oh, no.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh,
my God. You were
those
people on the plane?
Oh, man. Yeah. I was like, I was telling him, I'm like, I'm about to pull the emergency exit door and throw you out to my son.
Did you try it?
He didn't understand. No. So, worst flight ever. That was the worst flight I've ever been on. I felt bad. It was probably the worst flight for everyone around me. I apologize.
He said that on the way there. I didn't hear anything.
No, I said it was like one third of the flight because it was like a 3-hour flight. The first hour was great on the way there. Yeah, last two were bad. This
whole thing?
Dude, in the airport, our flight was delayed. The airport, meltdown. I mean, I couldn't do anything to make this kid happy. I mean, just like crying, snot. I mean, at top of his lungs where he's running out of oxygen. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm just trying to feed you a quesadilla. Like, I would be so happy if someone just tried to feed me a free quesadilla. I have no idea why you're so upset right now. And it's just because he was exhausted. And finally get home, finally get back to the airport. We parked at the economy lot. Get back. Flat tire. Ah, the tire is completely flat when we roll up to it in my car. So... luckily, I had my pump with me in the back trunk, pumped up the thing.
Crisis averted.
It was just like, come on. And like, how many stones can you throw at a guy?
When it rains, it pours.
Brutal. You got like cliches. Brittany knows every single cliche.
I do know every cliche, and I always pull them out. They're only cliches because they're true, though.
When it rains, it pours.
And it sure as hell rained and poured in Vegas.
From now on. For the rest of this break, I'm going to only speak in cliches. Brittany, ladies first.
Well, I got drunk like Greg and had a meltdown like Sparks the Sun. But I would like to dedicate my tweaking and my characters.
Where'd you have a meltdown? Were you crying and snot? Was it in the airport?
Over at Quesadilla? I was throwing crayons at women.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Now, I would like to dedicate my characters to the plane ride home as well, because it resulted with a hand in my crotch.
Oh, God. Another assault story? What are you? Do you put on some kind of scent? You putting on Sex Panther? What are you doing here? Another one?
This was by a woman wearing blue gloves. So I go through the little x-ray thing, you know, where you have to hold your hands up, spread your legs. And the alarm went off because I was wearing overalls. And apparently the metal in the straps triggered the alarm. So when I come out, she's like, I'm going to have to do a breast exam and a... she used this term, crotch exam.
All right.
She was like, would you like to go into another room? I was like, just get it over with. So I stood there with my legs spread, my arms out, and felt the hand in my crotch. And she went around my boobs.
Are you a lesbian?
Under my overalls. I mean, every part of my body was touched by this TSA agent. So they learned that I wasn't hiding a bomb, so they let me on the plane after...
Scissor me timbers!
Yep. And so I'd finally understand the reference. I had downloaded Shutter Island and watched it on the plane, which resulted in me screaming and crying on the plane.
Screaming and crying? Were in Shutter Island?
There were scenes in the movie that like made me jump. So I'm just watching it and all of a sudden I'm like, and I look around like, okay, good, nobody saw me. And then the one scene made me tear up and I had to look around like, okay, nobody cares. Nobody sees me.
Okay. What cliche are we going to end this story on?
Let's put a cherry on top of this break.
Stop thinking we're idiots and tell us we are. 876-3692. It's BS in the morning.
Monday, 6 o'clock, we like to listen to the drunk line. I don't know what to expect for this one, man, because we were out Thursday and Friday, so I'm not sure exactly.
I think that came up a couple times.
What the hell went down? Oh, really? They mentioned it in here. All right. Well, we're all going to discover the drunk line together. Let's do it. It's drunk line time.
BS drunk line.
Spark has a wiener.
To play the next message.
Wait a minute.
That was
weird. That was the whole call?
Yeah.
All right.
You sounded excited.
Press one.
Yeah, I heard your heard Sparks Calliope. What a retard.
To play the next message, press one.
Hey, Greg. I'm calling right now, and it's 8:51 p.m. I know you have a date and time stamp on this, so I just figured you want to know what time you were listening at this when you were back at work early Monday morning. So just stop being fat, and you'll be okay.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hey, Brittany, why did you kidnap kids for the moral combat? Seriously? You're not going to ever get away with that. Just letting you know.
To play the next message.
That was kind of threatening.
From a kid.
Was that a kid, or was it one of those just adult ladies with a child voice?
I don't know. Sound like a kid.
Okay. Sound like a kid to me.
Sound like one of those kids you kidnapped?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
You fake kidnapped?
I haven't hired a lawyer like you had to. So
I didn't hire a lawyer.
I'm not going to say anything until I seek counsel.
To play the next message, press 1.
So Shane the Pegger, the very first time I ever met him, he came out of these storm doors. My boss asked me to pick him up. Came out of these storm doors like the beginning thing of Twister. You know what I mean? It's just you opened them up and they were metal. Came running to my car. Like, sorry guys. I was like, where the did you just come from? And he's like, oh, I live in the basement. Is it a furnished basement? He goes, no, it's a dirt floor. He's like, but I got a tent. I was like, well, what kind of tent you got? He goes, well, I mean, it's not an actual tent. Sticks and sheets to fight away the spiders. Really, this is the kind of guy that I'm giving a ride to work with. 10 minutes later, I'm at the gas station. This guy's literally watching porn in my goddamn back seat at the highest volume with about 9 other people at this gas station. Looking at me like I'm the one watching porn. Are you kidding me?
To play the next message.
I believe everything that was said.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an actual story of somebody that
that's really Shane the Pegger just being who he is.
Yes.
Is there any, Lost Boy, you're from here. Have you ever met someone with a basement in town?
You know, that is very rare here.
Yeah.
Because there's no real need for them, so. You know, we don't have tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know.
Felt like it Friday night, though.
To play the next message, Saturday. Press 1.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm that, but you. Yeah, but yeah, put that on the radio.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hey, BS Drunkline, I happily pronounce you married to you. Guess what? I'm at my brother's wedding. I wish you would give him a happy marriage because he is my older brother. He is really nice, and he's getting married to someone I know, and she'll take care of him, all right? So, by the way, what is the deal with this thunderstorm and dust storm? Did Mother Nature just not want my brother to be married? I mean, seriously, eat a Mother Nature. I mean, you're already Father Time. You got to ruin my brother's wedding. I mean, come on, man. That's pretty up. By the way, I want to make life harder for Sparks, so mother.
To play the next message.
I like how he thinks that Sparks is making life harder.
Yeah, it's Greg. Greg's life you're making harder. My God. Chris the Pirate is my favorite drunk.
Yeah. He is.
Like, he's a different
he's
guy.
He's hilarious when he's
so
drunk.
He's so funny. I now pronounce you.
Bleep you.
Oh, my God.
Press 1.
BS Drunk Line. Just left Miley Hatchet. Awesome show. Then I saw the other band down there. I won't say who they are, but they're an 80s cover band. It was all awesome. Everything was cool until, the old lady, sorry. By the way, this is Animal Crackers.
To play the next message.
Thanks, Animal Crackers.
Okay, some guy named Animal Crackers called the trunk line.
To play the next message, press 1.
Well, hello, you mother out there. BS in the morning, you think you can just take a 4-day weekend? Oh, why you guys were out. My name's Moonshine and I like to get drunk. Get high, get stoned, get and I can't deny.
and I like big asses, and I like these old mother beers. Sparkles! I hope you had fun. And, Brittany always has fun. That is no denying that. Greg, we love you, brother. And, don't try to be too funny. You might overpower the other two on the show.
To play the next message.
I know why Greg left that one in.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not a compliment or not.
To play the next message, press 1.
BS in the morning. You know what? I'm out of you guys. How dare you go on a business trip and not take Lost Boy, the most important person on the show. You know what? I talked to Lost Boy. And we mutually agreed that while, yes, he gets paid to look at boobies at Cheetahs on Fridays with Dennis Huff, he still deserves something every once in a while. And y'all left him there. How dare you, sir? You know what? I think there's a definite bias on this show towards the underdog, like Lost Boy and Steven the Cleaning Guy. And Greg and Brittany and Sparks get to do whatever they want. But they leave the little guy behind.
BS Drunk Line.
Yeah, we do. All right, well, there you go. That's the Drunk Line. We're going to play it back coming up here at 8 o'clock, and you get to vote for your favorite drunken message of the week.
It's time for Brittany's Rack. It's like a newspaper rack, but she gives it to you orally.
So happy first day of school. Not to the kids, to the parents. Who now don't have to worry about hiring a babysitter all summer long. They can just
definitely
drop them off and go to work.
Yeah. My niece is going to... What is it? Kindergarten? Is that the first one they go to?
Yes. Preschool, then kindergarten.
Going to kindergarten. And my brother said it's like getting a mortgage payment back every single month.
Yeah.
How much they were paying for like preschool and daycare and everything like that. He's like, dude, we just gave ourselves a raise, basically. This is how it feels.
Yeah,
like,
good for you, man. My friend that has multiple babies after the second one decided to actually quit her job because comparing what they would pay for daycare for two kids versus her salary, it was actually more...
cheaper to stay at home, right. Yeah. I know, it's crazy. Child care. Making bank.
Well, you know what other season it is? Football season! Almost. I mean, football's on TV. It's like fake football because it doesn't count yet. But it's being played.
Right.
And teams are practicing. And this man, I'm going to go ahead and hail him a hero. Steelers fan. Put on some yellow football pants, a yellow jersey, and a helmet. And moseyed his way onto the Pittsburgh Steelers practice field. Yes, he made it past security. Yes, he made it on to do a few drills until one of the team members was like, hey, there's no 43 on the team. And then they figured him out. He was like, I just wanted to play with you guys. But he made it. He made it through a couple drills. And for that... I commend him.
How did he get it? Did he get out of his car in full uniform in the parking lot with a helmet on?
He's like Willie Mays Hayes.
Exactly. Gets out of a Kia Sorento.
Yeah.
Walks on to the practice squad.
Yeah, just moseyed his way on there.
It'd be
there,
cool if he made the team.
Now it's the... What's that, Mark Wahlberg?
Oh,
the garbage kicking Philadelphia field goal kicking.
It's based on a true story, right?
Yeah, sort of. Vince Papale.
I know that's a personal thing for you because it was the Eagles, right? Another sports news.
So stupid.
PGA Championship, that happened. History was made because Brooks Koepka became only the fifth person to win the U.S. Open and PGA Championship in the same season. And the only reason why I'm telling you that is because nobody really paid attention to that fact because they were only paying attention to Tiger Woods actually playing really well. Got second place.
Tiger's blue balls now.
Was playing here. Money's going to be on him here after his performance at PGA Championship and the course he plays on here. It's like his course. So
it's always real close now, though.
Bet on Phil Mickelson.
Loses by a stroke or something.
No, the Tiger Woods thing was incredible because he came from like 13 strokes back.
Yeah, but then he started the day at like he started the day like one or two down. He wound up losing over it.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about this. I want to do a full break on the Tiger Woods thing here coming up because
we got to break it down.
Yeah, I have problems with it.
And you know I can't get through my rack without animal news.
Oh boy.
This comes with a lesson. Lock your windows. Actually, we have mountain lions here. So, yeah, lock your windows. Because in Colorado, a mountain lion figured out how to break through a screen of an open window of a house.
How? They really?
Yeah, they figured
they
it
finally
out.
Figured out how to break through a
pressed
screen.
Pressed on it with his giant paw?
Yes. Maybe he just cut it with the razor sharp nails it has?
All right. Well, this mountain lion is domestic as hell because it moseyed up into this woman's house in Colorado. Netflix and chilled and ate her cat. It's sad. Broke into the house. She came home, found the mountain lion chilling on her couch. Blood everywhere because she had eaten her cat.
Yeah, sounds real domesticated. Maybe if he's Ike Turner.
She had to, she called the cops. And it was not easy to get the mountain lion out of the house, actually, to tranquilize it.
Did it really watch Netflix, or were you just saying that?
It was sitting on the couch staring at the television set when she came home.
Was Netflix on? Did she like forget to do like the continue watching thing where you press it and then it keeps watching?
I guess she kept the TV on for the cat because the TV was on.
How did the cat press the remote though to continue watching?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes if it's a new TV, I have trouble finding where the Netflix is.
I know.
On the
television. That's a smart group.
Now I know why I could figure out how to get through a screen.
That's true.
You know,
I heard it figured out how to eat a cat too while it was in there.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think is easier, eating a cat or watching Netflix? I mean, I've done both at the same time, but.
All right, hold on. I have something for you there. There you go.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
In other animal news, just be on the lookout for drunk, angry wasp. This time of year, wasps tend to...
Where do you find your animal news?
Yeah, where? Charlotte?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey!
No! This is a real thing. Wasps seek
that
out
was legitimately
fermented
fruit. Greg, you get this one.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. That was
Usually they don't like tiki torches, but not this one.
And that was Charlottesville.
Killing it. That really sounds like me breathing.
This time of year, wasps seek out fermented fruit to feed on, and that gets them drunk, and that pisses them off, and they're coming for you.
Wow.
Got it.
You've been warned.
Got it. I feel like you get your animal news at the worst places. Like, you're like, new trend happening on the animal front. Wasps are getting drunk and then raping other wasps. Like, why are they always like this? These kind of stories?
No, it's ducks that rape.
I hate
wasp
ducks.
Sting.
Yeah.
I know you hate ducks, Greg. I've picked up on that.
Yeah, well, don't worry.
Yeah, Sparks thinks you're the...
No, don't say it out loud. God, don't tell him. I'm going to get a bunch of flack for it. I'm going to hear a bunch of stuff.
You know, I read this story about flies. Sometimes they'll land, right? But not all the time. Sometimes they'll just fly away.
Well done, Greg.
I read that on Reddit.
This is your boy Ice Cube, and you know what you're doing. You listening to BS in the Morning. Yeah, yeah.
I mentioned earlier that I got a bone to pick with this Tiger Woods thing. So I'm sitting there. I'm trying to follow it along. I didn't get to watch it. I'm watching the highlights on Twitter as they're releasing them kind of in real time as it goes by. Tiger Woods had a hell of a comeback over the weekend, right? I think he wasn't minus 13, but I think he was minus 13 strokes off his score. So he made up 13 shots on Saturday. So it's a hell of a comeback, which is amazing. And then he's fighting for first place on Sunday. And it's looking like he could catch up. Then he doesn't hit a single fairway. He's in the rough, but he has these great makeup shots. It's really dramatic. It's over the place. The crowd is going bananas. The crowd is going nuts. We played audio, I think, a couple weeks back about how everybody wants Tiger to come back. Everybody wants Tiger to do well. Even though they're competing against Tiger, they want Tiger to do well and all this kind of stuff. And then it hits me as I'm sitting there and I'm bought in. I'm like, oh my God, what's Tiger doing? Oh my God, is he going to be? Oh, what a shot. Oh, geez. I'd be like showing my wife highlights and everything.
I have the Tiger playing in your head.
Do I really care? Like the guy, first of all, the guy is a scumbag.
He's a piece of crap.
The guy, don't get me wrong.
Why is he a piece of crap?
He's a piece of garbage because he cheated on his wife.
It goes beyond that.
How is that any of our business?
No, it's not. But just in my opinion, that's not. Now, don't get me wrong. I think you can separate that from his skill.
Sure.
Right? I think he is a skillful. Obviously, what he does is remarkable. And he's one of the best golfers to ever play the game. I agree with that. But however, it's not like the guy's still ultra loaded. He's super rich. Everyone's talking about what a redemption, what a comeback story. Like, really? The guy wasn't living under a bridge. He's fine. He still has hundreds of millions of dollars just because he couldn't play a game anymore. Like, I was just like, ah, God. The amount of praise he was getting on. I'm in tears watching Tiger. I'm so happy for. Really? Because he boned 100,000 women, and he still has millions of dollars. You have to feel bad for him because he loses at golf?
I think more of it has to do with
so stupid
people being excited that golf is back. Because when Tiger's not there, nobody cares about golf at all.
I agree with that.
That is true.
So when he comes back and it's like, oh, like nostalgic, people are like, he's back, you know, and they want to see greatness. It's like when Ali didn't fight for a while or whatever and had to do the thing with the draft and he comes back and wins. Like, I want to see greatness again.
But I get that. I get that. And I saw people going like, oh, God, Tiger makes golf exciting again. However, there's people on Twitter and there's a narrative out there that is like, oh, man. Tiger really needed this. Really needed this. No! He banged a bunch of people while he's married to his wife. He got a divorce. He lost some sponsors. Mm-hmm. Boo-hoo. And then you lose some rounds of golf. Like, dude, your life is still, like, one of the greatest of all time. So just chill. Like, what does this narrative have to be out here? Is everyone just looking for that underdog story? Like, to the point where he's not the underdog?
I do feel like he was forgiven very quickly by society.
Well, he didn't rape anybody. I think there's a difference there. You know,
and his wife, she is just fine. Don't worry about her. She is married, or I don't know if they're married, but she is with a legit billionaire, the head coal miner of West Virginia.
She also got half of Tiger's money for no reason.
Exactly. So
all I'm saying
is, hi, I'm blonde. Let me get half your money. Like, you didn't do anything.
You don't think she deserves half the money?
Of course not.
I don't know.
She wasn't golfing.
No.
But again.
Because she hit a fairway?
But
No, she can't hit a fairway. But she probably did something.
All right. So give her a few hundred grand. Just a few hundred million or whatever. Like, give me a break.
No, there's a big difference between a few hundred grand and a few hundred million.
I'm saying.
Yeah. It's a couple percentages there.
You need platinum sippy cups?
All I'm saying is I don't think that this guy needs this comeback story that we need. We don't need it. Save it for a real one. Everyone's so thirsty. Look, I like rooting for the underdog. I get it.
Yeah, he's not Rudy.
But at the same time, the guy has been set up. He's perfectly fine. Life is not treating Tiger Woods poorly. And anything that he has regrets about, he did himself under his own free will. So I don't understand. If you don't feel bad for someone who murdered someone because they did it intentionally, then you shouldn't feel bad for Tiger Woods.
I mean, he didn't murder anybody, though.
No, he didn't murder anybody. That's
what I mean, he might have murdered, you know.
On the course, he murders all the time.
I don't know. Is he still the right wing, darling?
Yo, right wing.
Dude, I think you guys got it all wrong. I don't think anyone gives really a damn about golf.
Well, yesterday they did.
You're saying nobody cares about golf?
Yeah, that's all I heard about and saw on social media yesterday.
Yeah, dude. It's a huge story.
Because they wanted to see some cheater come back with millions of
dollars. Why is he a cheater, though?
He didn't cheat in golf,
dude,
though.
Who cares about Tiger Woods? Who cares about someone hitting a little white ball in the first place? It's the most boring thing to watch out there.
I love watching golf. I like playing golf.
Yeah, it is kind of like being on hold on the phone. But
don't get me wrong, I like playing golf because, I mean, you got golf carts, you got alcohol. So, I mean, there's two best things right there.
Well, that's the thing, though. Nobody cares about golf when he's not playing. So that's, you know, when he's back, it gets everybody excited. Like, oh, this is when I used to like golf, you know?
Yeah, but wouldn't you just, like, Let him play the game. If it's exciting, he's playing golf. That's great. Don't build in the underdog narrative.
Wow, these people that get super excited about other people's lives are losers anyway. I mean,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with Greg, too. I mean, who has the time to sit around and watch golf anyhow?
Oh, stop it, right wing. I guarantee you waste a copious amount of time on nothing.
I guarantee you I don't. You know what I do on my weekends? I go to Salt Lake and Ely, Nevada and go take care of honeybees.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, good for you, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I know we can say about you two sparks, though, so I mean.
What did he say? What did you say?
So we said same for you. Oh, good for you, sparks.
Oh, good for you? I didn't say anything. I'm not sitting over here going, well, I use my time more wisely than Tiger Woods does.
You just tried,
I farm honeybees.
I have all this time in the world to sit around and watch it. I don't know.
No, dude,
I don't
just
know anybody does.
Well, so what? You're not the only. Okay, so right wing Ben doesn't enjoy watching golf. Some people do.
Well,
some people don't enjoy playing video games. Some people do. What does it matter?
And if I can say one thing about Tiger Woods, is that he used his time very wisely.
Yes, that man was never bored.
No,
ever. He was very busy constantly.
How could you be bored if you have hundreds of millions of dollars to your disposal?
It's a good point.
Absolutely anything you want in the world.
Yeah, it's like a cheat code.
Yeah.
What would you buy there, right wing?
It's impossible to be bored.
What would you do? $100 million in your bank account. Yeah, what would you do?
I'd go on a lot of big hunts, go fishing. I'd go I'd travel the world. I'd do all kinds of things.
Yeah, basically everything you said you could do on minimum wage except for the last one.
Yeah, big hunts. You talking about you want to kill some big game? Is that what you're saying?
Like, go like on some Alaskan hunts that cost $60,000, 100 grand to go on.
What are you going to kill?
They got some big old sheep hunts. You can go moose hunts, caribou hunts.
What'd the caribou ever hunts do to you?
Okay. Thank you, right wing Ben. Appreciate it.
Hey, he asked.
No, yeah, it's fine. I said I appreciate
it. You got no problem with it?
Jesus Christ. Stop thinking I'm coming at you at every angle.
But in Khalkubi, میشه روی بازه براد پیت به زبان فارسی.
Yo, Persian.
Dude, I totally agree with right wing. Golf is the most retarded thing. Watching it, playing it, anything to do on the weekend. You guys know what I do when I don't play golf?
What's that?
Itch?
I bang prostitutes, dude.
Yeah, same thing.
I don't sit there and waste time and like, oh, is this a 9-foot, what do you call it? Is this a, what's the name of a golf club? Is this a
putt?
I don't know what
putter?
What?
Putter?
Okay, but
yeah, just a putter. And Sparks, did you just say he's a piece of garbage for cheating on his wife? Are you serious right now?
Yes, of course.
Dude, are you legit telling me like 90% of guys don't cheat on their wife?
Well, especially billionaires.
I would.
Yeah, exactly.
I would think 90% of billionaires probably do. Yeah, what? Well, I think, yes, I think that you're a piece of trash if you're cheating on the person that you vowed to be married to. Then don't get married.
What if you cross your fingers when they were like, do you promise to be faithful to this person?
Well, okay,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're not even thinking about both sides. The fact that you're like, oh,
you're
telling me you've never cheated on your wife.
I've never cheated on my wife.
No, Sparks never will.
What a lame dude. Great. Can you side with me here? Would you cheat on your wife? There's like this hot, really super hot
chick. If you want, I'm not married.
DTF.
Look.
No, I know. If you were married.
I'm not married. That's why I'm not married.
Okay, but that's why Greg's not married.
That's why Greg's not married.
And look, if you're in an open relationship and you're swingers, whatever, if that's fine.
You don't tell your wife you've been cheating on. Hey, honey, I just got home from getting a mouth hug. How are you? Is dinner ready yet? Oh, my God, Sparks.
Yeah, just leave out the mouth hug part.
Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, but my point is Persian Brad Pitt. If you, that's the whole point of being married. Is that you say
that?
Let me ask
you something. If you have like a $500 million, whatever he has, you wouldn't go out hooking up with the hottest chicks ever, like celebrities, porn stars, or whatever. You're telling me you'd be like, I'm going to go home to my wife. I think dinner's ready, guys. Tonight's fried chicken night.
Probably. I probably would do that.
What?
That's you sounds like me. Especially if it's chicken night, I'll probably go home early. But here's what I'm asking, Persian Brad Pitt. If you have $500 million and you want to sleep with other people, then get a divorce. There's ways around it. But
dude,
why would
if
you
he gets a divorce, he was stupid enough to get tricked into getting married, and he's like, oh my God, I got all this money now, and I'm sick of hooking out with her. If I get a divorce, I got to give half of it, which is really reasonable.
I don't understand why he got married
in the first place. And then he's like, I'm going to go mess around on the side.
Right.
What would
don't get married if you want to mess around. Don't get married if you want to mess around.
And it's not like Tiger Woods just making slipped a up.
How did she convince him, though?
Slept with, like, millions of girls. Not millions. It was legit hundreds, right?
He's got a lot of money. That he wants to do it. He's not raping anybody. That's totally cool.
I'm not calling him a rapist.
Like, you know what, Tiger? You're giving me such a good life. I was some random model in Sweden, probably just making, like, very average income. Now I'm in this, like, you know, the best places in the United States. You know what? I'm not going to take half your stuff. Why don't you give me, like, $10 million and we'll call it a day? But no, she's like, oh, speaking of greedy people, Angelina Jolie is taking my homeboy, Brad Pitt, saying that he doesn't give alimony. That's BS. Angelina, if you're listening, you're a huge bitch.
Okay, thank you,
Person
Brad Pitt.
I don't think she said anything like that. I think she said, schmirky, burgy, burgy, or something like that is what she said.
All right, thank you, Person Brad Pitt. She's the Swedish chef from the Muppets. Look, all I'm saying is, that's what the vow is, okay? So if you want to sleep with other people, get a divorce. That's why that's invented. If you have an agreement with the other person, the other partner, then you become swingers. Fine, as long as you're not hurting the person. But if you say that you sit there and you love the person, and then you destroy that person by sleeping with someone else and betraying their trust, then you're a piece of garbage.
Who cares?
I love how I have to go on a limb in 2018 to say that. I don't!
Well, you say he's a piece of garbage.
No, I do think he's a piece of garbage.
Why do you think that?
I can have my opinion of a guy. Can I not have my opinion of someone?
Yes, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Why am I not allowed to have my opinion? I can have my opinion.
Hey, guess what? Your opinion sucks.
We have a lot of people weighing in on this whole Tiger golf topic thing here. Let's play a song. 876-3692. We'll come back here. You can always text in as well. BS and your message, 69187. Allison Chains, it's Comp.
BS in the morning. Two white girls and a fat guy.
You ready to play back the drunk line here and name these sons of bitches and vote on them?
Yeah.
I hope so. Let's get to it. It's time for the drunk line.
BS drunk line.
Sparks has a wiener.
To play the next match.
All right.
Sparks is wiener?
Sure. That's a surefire way to get zero votes, but yes. Absolutely.
To play the next message, press 1.
Yeah, here's your, Sparks Calliope. What a retard.
To play the next message.
Sparks.
Oh, no, I have played it from the beginning. Hold on. All right, so what's the next part there?
Press 1.
Hey, Greg.
Okay, yeah, that's the next one. All right, so what are we on here?
Sparks is a tard.
Calliope?
Let's go Calliope, because I want more people to know what a Calliope is. Calliope.
Let's spread awareness for the Calliope. Boop, boop.
Press 1.
Hey, Greg. I'm calling right now, and it's 8:51 p.m. I know you have a date and time stamp on this, so I just figured you want to know what time you were listening at this when you were back at work early Monday morning. So just stop being fat and you'll be okay.
To play the next message.
Greg's fat.
Greg's fat.
P-H-A-T fat.
Oh, snap.
I'm even writing it with a P-H.
Press 1.
Hey, Brittany. Why did you kidnap kids for the moral combat? Seriously? You're not going to ever get away with that. Just letting you know.
To play the next message.
I like how kids have to give you moral advice.
Should we call that one lawyer up, Britt?
Brittany's lazy because she faked the whole thing. That's what I'm writing down.
Okay.
Finally message. Admits it.
Press 1.
Don't so admit it. The Tiger. The very first time I ever met him, he came out of these storm doors. My boss asked me to pick him up. Came out of these storm doors like the beginning thing of Twister. You know what I mean? It's just, you opened them up and they were metal. Came running to my car. Like, sorry, guys. I was like, where the did you just come from? And he's like, oh, I live in the basement. Is it a furnished basement? He goes, no, it's a dirt floor. He's like, but I got a tent. I was like, well, what kind of tent you got? He goes, well, I mean, it's not an actual tent. Sticks and sheets to fight away the spiders. really. This is the kind of guy that I'm giving a ride to work with. 10 minutes later, I'm at the gas station. This guy's literally watching porn in my goddamn back seat at the highest volume with about 9 other people at this gas station looking at me like I'm the one watching porn. Are you kidding me?
To play the next...
We want you, Shane.
Shane the Pegger.
Let's just call it that.
Same
the
old
average
Shane.
Day in the life.
Yeah, yeah. Same old Shane.
Stormy Pegger.
Stormy Pegger. All right. Stormy Pegger it is.
Message. Press 1.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm that but you. Yeah, but yeah, put that on the radio.
To play the next...
Butt stuff.
Don't know what was said.
The only words are butt. They're
okay,
still
good,
out.
Okay, good, good, good.
But
yeah.
It's just, it was
butt sure. stuff.
Butt stuff.
Message. Press 1.
Hey, BS Frontline, I happily pronounce you married to you. Guess what? I'm at my brother's wedding. I wish you would give him a happy marriage because he is my older brother. He is really nice, and he's getting married to someone I know, and she'll take care of him, all right? So, by the way, what is the deal with this thunderstorm and dust storm? Did Mother Nature just not want my brother to be married? I mean, seriously, eat a Mother Nature. I mean, you're already Father Time. You got to ruin my brother's wedding? I mean, come on, man. That's pretty up. By the way, I want to make life harder for Sparks, so... Mother...
To play the next mess.
How about Ardu?
What? Ardu?
He's a pirate.
Yeah. But what's it supposed
instead
to say?
Instead of I do.
Oh, Ardu instead of I do. Okay.
I get it now.
By the way, if that doesn't win, I don't know. I good. Love Drunk Chris the Pirate.
Best. Great.
I now one. Pronounce you.
BS Drunk Line. Just left Miley Hatchet. Awesome show. Then I saw the other band down there. I won't say who they are, but they're an 80s cover band. It was all awesome. Everything was cool until, the old lady, sorry. By the way, this is Animal Crackers.
To play the next message.
Animal Crackers. Just Animal Crackers.
It's got to be Animal Crackers.
That was the night that storm blew in, too.
Got it.
Crazy on Fremont Street.
Press 1.
Well, hello, you mother out there. BS in the morning. You think you can just take a 4-day weekend? Oh, why you guys were out. My name's Moonshine, and I like to get drunk, get high, get stoned, get and I can't deny that I like big asses, and I like these old mother beers. Sparkles, I hope you had fun. And Brittany always has fun. That is no denying that. Greg, we love you, brother. And don't try to be too funny. You might overpower the other two on the show.
To play the
smart moonshine.
Yeah, now we know why Greg left that phone call in. Smart moonshine.
Next message. Press 1.
BS in the morning. You know what? I'm out of you guys. How dare you go on a business trip and not take Lost Boy, the most important person on the show. You know what? I talked to Lost Boy, and we mutually agreed that while, yes, he gets paid to look at boobies at Cheetahs on Fridays with Dennis Huff, he still deserves something every once in a while. And y'all left him there. How dare you, sir? You know what? I think there's a definite bias on this show towards the underdog, like Lost Boy and Steven the Cleaning Guy. And Greg and Brittany and Sparks get to do whatever they want. But they leave the little guy behind.
BS Drunkline.
There's the end of it.
Albino's dumb.
Albino's dumb. I agree. Sounds good. Yeah. He's planning on coming into the studio here on Wednesday as he's passing through.
Is he?
From Texas, yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, 876-3692. Time for you to call in and vote. Look, time is of the essence here, okay? Because this thing is running a little bit late here. So here we go. Please stick to the votes. We have Sparks' wiener, Calliope, Greg's fat. I spelled it F-A-T. Brittany's lazy because she faked the whole thing. Stormy Pegger, butt stuff, Ardu, Animal Crackers, Smart Moonshine, and Albino's dumb. 876-3692. The first one to four votes is going to seal this thing as the greatest drunken message of the week.
And win tickets to Rockfest.
Nice. BS in the morning. Hello. What's your vote?
Hey, it's truck driver Jason. I'm going to go with Drunk Chris Pirate.
Yes.
Chris the Pirate.
Ardu.
No doubt, man.
Ardu.
Hey, stop retweeting like the kind of porn you're into, dude. I see you on Twitter and it pops up my feed and I don't like it. I don't want to know what kind of porn you're down with, all right?
All right.
We got BS in the morning. Hello. What's your vote?
Greg kicked the door jam.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
BS in the morning. Hello. What's your vote?
My best friend was Stormy Pegger.
Sean the Pegger. BS in the morning. Hello. What's your vote?
Ardu.
BS in the morning. Hello. What's your vote? Hello. You're on. Hello. What's your vote?
I'll take a cheeseburger and a side of French fries.
BS in the morning. Hello. What's your vote?
Sparks has a tiny face.
Okay, Jesus Christ. BS in the morning. Hello, what's your vote?
Sparks is definitely Carl.
Okay. Come on, stick to the vote.
Wow, there's only been three votes cast.
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Animal Cracker.
Thank you. BS in the morning. Hello, what's your vote?
Albino's dumb.
Albino is dumb, and that is also a vote. BS in the morning. Hello, what's your vote?
I need a large pepperoni pizza with sauce.
BS in the morning. Hello, what's your vote?
Greg, kick the door jam.
God bless it. Stop
I love
it.
How he's not even voting for himself.
BS in the morning, what's your
mom
vote?
Has the best mashed potatoes.
Okay, my mom's mashed potatoes now making a reference. That's a throwback. BS in the morning, hello, what's your vote?
Animal Cracker.
Thank you.
Animal Cracker is now tied with Ardu with two
BS
points.
BS in the morning, hello, what's your vote?
Sparks crying, baby.
I don't think that's an option. It's not.
That's the, Sparks he's really throwing it back.
Yeah.
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Albino's dumb.
Thank you.
Now a three-way tie.
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Greg kicked the door jam.
Okay, Greg never kicked the damn and door jam.
The fifth man is very adamant about that, Sparks.
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
I am the great Quinn.
Okay. This thing is off the rails.
Now,
we are super
that's
late.
A throwback.
BS in the morning, just pick one that is winning, please.
Ardu.
There we go. Three for Chris.
Thank you. That's three now for Chris?
Yeah.
He is
that wasn't the winner?
Nope.
No.
Son of a bitch. BS in the morning. Hello, what's your vote?
Cacao.
Oh, God. BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Georgia Peach, Craig, kick the door down.
Okay. Throwing two references in that. BS in the morning. Hello, what's your vote?
Shane the Pegger.
Okay.
Hey.
Did that just win?
Nope.
Come no, on. Stormy Pegger now has 2 points.
Oh, my God. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Greg, kick the door, Tim!
Now, if that morning. Was an option, that would have won
vote?
The drunk line.
What's your vote, please?
Animal Crackers.
Thank you.
Animal Crackers now tied with Ardu.
How many votes are we going to? 12?
Four.
BS in the morning. Hello, what's your vote? We are so late. I'm about to end it.
Ardu.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yay.
Rightfully so, Ardu wins it.
In the morning, two authorities and one running from them.
This is probably the most, I would say, partisan's not a good word. What's the word I'm thinking of? This guy, people either love him or hate him. Polarizing. There's the word I was thinking of. The most polarizing fifth man I think we have. And he's been on hold for a very long time. So let's go right to him.
و این خالکوبی میشه روی باز براد پیت به زبان فارسی.
Hey guys, sorry to bug you. I don't know if you guys are going to care or not. I know Brittany's not going to care because she's not a very nice person, but today's my birthday.
You're right. I don't care.
Another year without a deadly STD.
It's pretty good.
I just want, I have two requests as your favorite fifth man from you guys.
What's that?
Two. That's three, actually. I'll name the third one. One is I want $5,000. One, second one is I want to allocated time, just like 5-10 minutes, one day this week or next week, whatever. You guys are like, hey, call in at 7 a.m. on Wednesday so I can roast Brittany. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be like really good. The last one is, did you guys think about the smartest bitch showing the member on the show? Because that's going to be really good. That's what's going to get you guys on like NBC, ABC, or whatever.
I'll tell you what. Instead of any of those things, here's what you get for your birthday. You ready?
Make your poll.
Well, no, that too, but here.
Good time. Good time, Brad Pitt. Good time, baby.
Woo. Happy birthday.
Seriously, though, Brittany, would you be okay with Persian roasting you for 5 minutes later this week?
Sure.
It's really good, Brittany. It's really good. But I don't want to call you when you guys are doing something. You guys are like, oh, I have Stephen the cleaning guy's cock in my mouth. Like, is there a time where you're like, hey, you know what? 6 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, like, we're just sitting here, like, sticking needles in our ball sacks. Like, we got nothing to do.
Well, if I'm doing that, I'm busy.
Yeah, well, first of all, the show is always busy. If we had nothing to do on the show, then we would be really bad at what we do. However, we can make time with you, especially if it's days out in advance. You want to do it? You want to do it like Thursday at 7:35?
Okay. Yeah, I'll call. Like, I'll be on time. I'm reliable. What do you call it? Yeah.
Okay.
So Thursday at 7:35.
7:35 Thursday. Persian Brad Pitt has the blessing of Brittany Kaysen sit there and roast her for 5 minutes. I don't think we've ever given any fifth man 5 minutes of time before. That's a long time.
Thank you so much. It means so much to me. Brittany, you're going down, dude. Thursday, right. 7:35. Brittany, get your vagina ready.
All right. Thank you. Don't worry. I got that. I dumped it, what he said. I know everyone's eyes lit up. We got it. We got it. Now I'm starting to regret. 5 minutes is a long time. What if we did this? What if we had a stipulation? What if we, if he's good for the first minute, he gets the second minute.
If it's like he's checkpoints good for the, in a video game. Yes. Steven would understand that.
Yes. Steven, you understand the checkpoint scenario?
Checkpoint scenario?
Yeah. Are you paying attention? What are you doing over there?
Drinking coffee. Doing nothing.
It's like the checkpoints in a video game. He's on a race. You got to hit the checkpoint to get more time.
To get to the next level.
How about that? Does that sound good? I think that's fine. Good. All right. So if he's good for 1 minute, that way we're not wasting the fifth man's time. Mm. So Brittany, the roast of Brittany Kaysen.
Why don't we just open it up to all the fifth man?
No, I want to hear what Persian
Brad
Pitt.
Has nothing to do with anything.
Persian Brad Pitt's a pretty good roaster.
Is he though?
Yeah. Well,
nobody else even asked though.
Yeah, it's his thing. It's his thing. It's his birthday. Don't take it away from him. God, give him the spotlight. Give it to him.
No.
Why? He's earned it. He asked. He's the only one with the balls enough to ask. He got it. It's his birthday. What did I say? Wednesday? Thursday. I think I said Thursday. Thursday, 7:35. It's the roast of Brittany Kaysen brought to you by Persian Brad Pitt. You have a total 5 minutes if you do amazing. Now, if he sucks, it's only going to be a minute. That's fair. That's good. We'll see how it goes. Any other rules you want to slap on this thing?
Eh.
No? You're good for right now?
Eh.
All right, what do you think, fifth man? 876-3692, how do you feel about this? Are you looking forward to it? I think it should be, because Persian Brad Pitt has days of preparation he could put into this whole thing. So he asked for it. He's going to get it. Let us know. 876-3692. You can always text in as well. BS and your message, 69187. Let's give something away.
If you're having real problems, I feel bad for you, son. You got 99 problems, but a prize ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a prize ain't one. Problems, but a prize ain't won. 99 problems, but a prize ain't won.
Caller number 17, 876-3692. You're getting the Psycho Fest or Psycho Las Vegas tickets?
Yes, that'll be at the joint on Saturday.
Perfect. If you want to go, two tickets are yours. Good luck.
No BS.
876-3692. Let's go with caller number 19. Good luck to you. Hopefully you'll call in and try to get hooked up with these four VIP tickets for Hailstorm. Hopefully they fix the air in here. It's really hot. you ever fall asleep? Because if it's too hot, where you get like, you know, you get like drowsy.
I can't fall asleep when it's too hot.
No. Greg, what about you? All right. That's what I thought. Should be good. Tomorrow, we got to talk to the guy who's on the phone over there. Okay.
Lost Boy?
Yeah.
Our call screener?
Yep. I got questions. Lots of questions going on with Lost Boy.
Yeah, he's got some drama.
Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, you're going to find out a little bit more about Lost Boy. At the same time, we're going to find out a little bit more about Lost Boy. And what the hell's going on in his pants?
In his pants.
Wait, yeah. We're going to find out tomorrow what's going on with you, bro.
In your Jerry Springer life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
It's all kinds of crazy.
Because I got to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Me too.
Yeah. Jesus.
Should we get the Montel sounder?
I don't know.
You are.
That's Maury.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
Maury. Get it right, Brittany. Montel smokes a lot of weed now, apparently.
Does he?
Dude, huge weed advocate.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial with him on there talking about medical stuff.
Marijuana?
Nah, it wasn't about marijuana. It was like...
other things?
Transvaginal mesh or something. I don't know.
Transvaginal mesh.
All right. I have no idea what he was talking about.
I didn't know that was a thing.
He did say medical, though.
Okay.
It is medical. Oh, my God. This guy's trying to win something?
Yeah.
Really?
My summer harvest soup, Matt.
Yo, summer soups. What's up, dude?
Good morning.
You're trying to win this, huh?
Yes, sir.
Cool. I love it. Here's your question. Good luck.
This BS show member went to a baseball game this weekend. Was it myself, Sparks, Greg, or none of the above?
That would be Sparks.
There you go.
For an extra point, who do you go see?
Oh, the Cleveland.
That's right. Playing the Chicago White Sox. I love it.
You're nice enough to fly the whole family up to the nosebleeds.
$5.60 a ticket. How awesome is that? I know.
Dude,
it's cheaper than the hot dog.
Yeah, beer is more than your ticket was.
Yeah, it was $9 beers there, but it was $5.60 awesome. For a ticket. And we were standing in line, and the guy's like, hey, you want three tickets? We want to sit together. We're like, yeah. Dude, there was nobody up there. We could walk around. You could just sit wherever you wanted anyway. Yeah, it was great. It was
little Benito running around, wreaking havoc.
Wreaking havoc, dude. Definitely. Hold on, Summer Soups.
Right on, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. There you go. That's it for the show. Thank you so much. Tomorrow we'll find out what the hell's going on. And I don't want to get too into the weeds on it because I don't know. He said he's comfortable. I made sure he was comfortable with the whole thing, but I don't want to.
It'll be like Maury.
I want to make sure that. Huh?
I've just summed it up. Maury.
It'll be like Maury? Mm-hmm. What's real life? I feel like that's fake. This involves Lost Boy's loins.
Just because he doesn't have a reflection doesn't mean he's not a real boy.
That's right.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.